Lewisham, the question was, how were we going to do it? Where were we going to do it? What was it going to look like? Now, I know there are features of the old pool that people will miss. If there's enough demand, we will round up some cockroaches and drop them into the pool on the The completion of the pool, however, I think it's absolutely clear that it's already making a huge difference to this part of the borough. And I particularly want to thank those entrepreneurs who've been investing in Forest Hill in the last few months and years, recognising that this pool is going to become part of a civic hub for this part of the borough. Long-term residents of Forest Hill, like myself and Chris, have had a problem in the last couple of years since the East London line arrived, and it's only going to get worse with this, which is explaining to people that actually we always knew that Forest Hill was a great place to live, and we didn't need property journalists to tell us that. But we're glad that they are, and there are many people that I need to thank about this. I want to start with Councillor Chris Best, who was the champion for this inside the town hall and who worked with the steering group to make sure that local views were fed in right through the process.
We love Chris Best, she's great.
It's always a problem, and our architects, I think, have done an amazing job. Very, very few compromises, yet from the outside, this looks brilliant. You go inside and it's virtually seamless. We have a beautiful modern building, and it's been constructed by Wilmot Dixon, who I think have done a great job, particularly as they've had to put up with endless people wanting to come and look at progress and say what's happening about this, what's happening about that. The building is being operated by Fusion, Fusion Lifestyle, and the council has now got a very long-term partnership with them. They're here for the long haul, and they will make sure that the building continues to operate at the same high standards that it's opening with today. But there's no point in having a great building if it doesn't get used. I want to thank in particular Saxon Crown Swimming Club for their unstinting support to swimming in this borough and to me personally as we've gone through the difficulties of working out how we were going to do this. I want to thank the schools who've been patiently waiting to be able to come back and use the pool, but of course the many individual users who have already started filling the place up. And of course those of you who've got great ideas about how we can use this in different ways. Somebody is going to have to explain to me what underwater hockey is. There is one person, however, that I want to thank in particular, and it is someone who, if I'm honest, I think probably has been more instrumental in making this happen, because he was the person who came to me and said, look, there is a way we can square this circle, that we can retain the exterior and have a brand new state-of-the-art leisure centre attached to it. Lots of you will know it, but not all of you will. Sadly, he's standing there, and when you swim and enjoy this place, without steam, it wouldn't have happened. It gives me now great pleasure to ask Jason Willard, who's the Operations Director of Wilmot Dixon, to say a little about this from your
perspective.
That's right.
Good morning.